This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, Republican representing the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Armed Services and House Foreign Affairs Committees. We want to get his thoughts today as Israel celebrates 62 years of independence, but many people feel the relationship between our two countries is deteriorating rapidly at the worst possible time, given that Iran is potentially close to developing a nuclear weapon. And, Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
And, Greg, thank you again for raising such key issues to the American people.
Well, you obviously serve on two key committees with respect to our relationship with Israel. First of all, as you think about 62 years of their independence and the role the U.S. has played in being supportive of them, what do you think of on this Independence Day for the Israelis?
Well, I think of my two visits to Israel. Both time I was so impressed by the dynamic people of Israel. Also, I was so impressed I visited Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem, and I found out that the hospital there treats the Arab population, the Palestinian population, with the same level of care that they provide the Jewish population. It's so impressive to see real, live, living example of how good and decent the country of Israel is.
Congressman, obviously, Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Obama don't see eye to eye on a lot. Both of them claim, of course, that they want Middle East peace. What do you think is the main issue that seems to be causing a rift between our two nations, and how severe do you think it is?
Well, I'm concerned because I have a great deal of admiration for Bibi Netanyahu. He is a person of vision himself. He understands that the best way to preserve peace in the region is through strength. Sadly, we have an administration that I think is projecting weakness. I think it's giving unintended comfort to the theocracy that's ruling in Tehran, which I think is a threat to America and to Israel.
One of the things that we saw just in the past few days, Congressman, as revealed by Secretary Gates, is that we really don't have a concrete and coherent plan long-term for dealing with a nuclear Iran. Obviously, this threat has been out there, not just for this administration, but for the previous one as well, if not further back than that. What do you make of the fact that there doesn't seem to be that coherent strategy?
And we need a coherent strategy. And the strategy it could be, Greg, very simple, and that is to support the democratic aspirations of the people of Iran. What you have is a country where a vast majority of the people who live in that country are under the age of 25. Uniquely for a authoritarian state, there is actually wide open media. And so the people of that country know what's going on in the world. In fact, the young people there do not want to live in the 14th century. They want to live in a modern world. They understand that Israel is not a threat to them. America is not a threat to them. And amazingly enough, Greg, when polling's been done, the country of greatest admiration of the people of Iran is the United States.
In terms of the help, you mentioned we need to encourage those people who want to see a change in their government, a new, large, rising generation. What are the concrete steps? What are the tools they need that we can provide?
Well, the good thing is that we can provide, because of the wide open nature of the country, media access. We can provide them additional technology to cover the injustices of the Ahmadinejad regime. And this will give the people of Iran the courage to rise up for regime change. This is the Persian Empire. I mean, this is a great empire. This is a great culture that's being held back by religious fanatics who truly, actually, sadly, seek Armageddon under the theory that if there was a nuclear attack by them on their neighbors, that there would be retaliation, that somehow that would be positive.
If, in fact, that were to happen, this new generation come in, perhaps democratized, but at least de-radicalize it from the position that Iran is in now, how would that change the region?
Oh, it would be very positive, because they can look as close as Iraq today. They are truly an emerging democracy. It's not perfect, but they can see the consequences of the recovery of that country. They can look at their Persian Gulf neighbors. I've been there, to Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, to the United Arab Emirates. These are all very modern countries, and they can see that the lifestyle of the people in these countries is so positive, where people do have an opportunity. Additionally, they can look to Turkey, which has been a democracy since 1923, and they can see the positive consequences of democracy and free market capitalism.
Now let's take a look at what potentially the opposite side of the consequences could be if the U.S.-Israel relationship continues to deteriorate, and if we do not do much, if anything, to encourage the younger generation in Iran. What do you foresee?
Well, the tragedy is it's been projected today that within 5 years, the Iranian regime could develop missiles that could hit the United States. Already, they've developed a missile capability that can hit Greece, Romania, Bulgaria, Ukraine. That's to the west, to the east. They have a missile capability where they could strike our strategic allies of India and Pakistan.
And what do you see as the U.S. responsibility towards Israel?
Israel has been a part of American culture since 1776. If you go back and study, you'll see there's always been a belief in Israel and Palestine, the hope for the nation of Israel. And as I pointed out in the beginning, this is a positive country. They truly are trying to include all citizens who live within that country, regardless of their religious background, so that indeed it is a dynamic, positive country there in the middle of the Middle East.
Well, there's going to be quite a bit of decisions to be made with regard to U.S. policy, especially with the posture Iran's in right now. Congressman, thank you very much for your time, as always.
Well, Greg, thank you. And again, it's a day to rejoice, the 62nd anniversary of Israel.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He sits on both the House Armed Services and the House Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily. Outstanding, sir. Thank you.
Oh, hey, it was great to be with you. And referencing back to 1776, if you get a chance, it was Ambassador Oren, O-R-E-N, to the United States, who wrote a book about the relationship of the United States and Israel. And it began with the existence of the creation of our country.
Really?
So not just 62 years ago.
Yeah, 230-some. Wow.
Yes.
Very interesting. I did not know that.
It was a great book, and I feel guilty. I can't remember the name of it, but I've got it on my coffee table, and every now and then I'll just go through and just turn to a page, Greg, and you'll see that in the 1800s, the affinity we had for the people of Israel.
Amazing. Well, that's good to point out. It's
yeah.
very important. It
right.
goes back a long way.
Sure does.
Thank you, sir, as always.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.